ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
From Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter entitled Ajamil delivered by the Vishnu Dutas. Text 42.
Yarhi uparadhistasmin adrakshit purushan puraha उपलभ्योपलब्धान् प्राग् ववन्दे शीर्षद्विजः यर्हि उपारतधिस्तस्मिन्।
ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: व्हेन हिज इंटेलिजेंस एंड माइंड वर फिक्स्ड अपॉन द फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड, the Brahman Ajamil once again saw before him four celestial persons. He could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and thus he offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them. Purport: the Vishnu Dutas who had rescued Ajamil came before him again when his mind was firmly fixed upon the form of the Lord. The Vishnu Dutas had gone away for some time to give Ajamil a chance to become firmly fixed in meditation upon the Lord. Now that his devotion had matured, they returned to take him. Understanding that the same Vishnu Dutas had returned, Ajamil offered them his obeisances by bowing down before them.
Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of the devotees. I am completely unqualified to speak here. As one senior devotee was saying, when someone says unqualified, if pure devotees say that, they say that Bhakti Vinod Thakur prays that I am unqualified for Krishna consciousness, I am not fit, I am fallen, then that is out of humility. Humility. But when we say, or for myself when I say, at best it is honesty. So, we are discussing in this purport, Ajamil is reaching the perfection of his life. Vishnu Dutas are arriving to take him back to Godhead in his airplane, and he is offering them obeisances. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that when his intelligence and mind were fixed upon the form of the Lord, Ajamil once again saw the Vishnu Dutas. So, one point is Ajamil's intelligence and mind were fixed. And secondly, he could understand that they were those he had seen previously, and he offered them obeisances. And he also offered obeisances to them. So like that, another point Prabhupada makes over here, that he was given a second chance. Vishnu Dutas has gone away for some time to give Ajamil a second chance to become firmly fixed in meditation upon the Lord's feet, lotus feet. And now that his devotion had matured, they returned to take him. It's a small purport, and I see three major points that is made over here. One is that he had fixed his mind and intelligence, and then his devotion was mature, and secondly he offered his obeisances to these people. So we have been talking about in the previous verses fixing one's mind and intelligence on the form of the Lord, specifically the deity form of the Lord. And we all have some experience or lot of experience from our birth, seeing different forms. One time, one young child was brought in a room full of beautiful women, very beautiful women sitting over there, except for one. She did not have a good form. And the child was asked, who's the most beautiful woman over here? So he immediately pointed out to this ugly looking woman, and he ran and he embraced her. Why do you think he did that? Because that woman was his mother. So for a child, externally, so many beautiful women, but he's attracted to the mother. Why? Because there is a loving bond. I still remember in my school times, my friend, his grandfather, used to call him Nanaji, would come to pick them up from school. I'm just giving 2-3 examples on in relation to this attraction to the form. So he would come. This Nanaji was an old man, very, very old man, white hair, broken teeth, and added to that, he was very dirty pants, dirty shirts. He was a drunkard and very bad situation. And so he was given the service to go and pick up the children from the school every evening by the parents. And he used to stay outside the house. So when people look at him, they would stay away from him. Does not look very good, such an old man. But as soon as he would come in the school, I remember, these kids would run and embrace this drunken man, shouting that Nanaji has come to pick us up. And then they would go with him very excitingly. They would stand on the bus stop and they would ask for different sweets and items which are sold close by, and he would buy that for them. And then the bus, they had to wait for the bus because they would travel by bus. And they would say that if 2 buses do not come, then we'll take the auto rickshaw. He was a poor man, but he would fulfill their desires. So like that, there was a loving exchange. For the others, the same man was a very insignificant fellow. But for the kids, he was their hero. Why? Because there was a loving bond. So there is a loving bond. And in the Brihad Bhagavatamrit, we see that Narad Muni, he is approaching different devotees. First he goes to Prahlad Maharaj, who is absorbed in meditation, and he glorifies him that you are such a great devotee. And Prahlad Maharaj says, no, no, I am not a devotee at all. Hanumanji is a better devotee. He is serving Lord Ram with all his soul and body and mind. He is an actual devotee. So he says, okay. So he goes to Hanumanji, glorifies Hanumanji. And Hanumanji feels very shy and he says, no, no, I am not a devotee. He becomes sober. And he says, the Pandavas are real devotees. And he starts glorifying Yudhishthir Maharaj in different ways. Wonderful shlokas he glorifies. And in one shloka he says, Na priya deha sambandhan, na chatur varga sadhanat. Param Shri Krishna Padabja Prema Sambandataha Priyaha. He says, why the Pandavas are dear to Lord Krishna? Not because of some family relation, not because he is some cousin, not because of some other reason. But he says, not because of their Varna, Na Chatur Varga Sadhana, but because Prema Sambandataha Priyaha. Because they have a loving bond amongst each other, because they are attached in a loving bond to the lotus feet of the Lord. So we all have a natural loving bond towards the Supreme Lord Krishna, whether we know it or not. Since we are all part and parcel of Krishna, we also have a loving bond. And Krishna he is not only having a loving bond, but he is also very beautiful. His form is not an ugly form. When a child is attracted to a mother who has a loving bond and her form is not so beautiful, but here Krishna, his form is also very beautiful. Shriyo Nivasa Yashayor. Shriya means Lakshmiji. Shriyo Nivasa Yashayor. Pana Patram Mukham Drisham. Lakshmiji is residing on this very beautiful form. Yasha Yoraha. Yoraha means the chest of the Lord. And she is residing over there. Pana Patram Mukham Drisham. And how is the face of the Supreme Lord? What is his beauty? It is just like Pana Patra, cups of nectar which are very much wanted to be drunk by the eyes which want to see beautiful form all the time. Eyes are always hankering to see some beautiful form. And the Krishna, on Lord Krishna's face is like a moon full of nectar. And Bhavaho Loka Palanam Saranganam Padambhujam. And his arms are like the resting place for all the administrative demigods. Bhavo Lokapalanam Saranganam Padambhujam. For the pure devotees are his lotus feet. The pure devotees who do not talk anything, who do not sing anything, but only the glories of the Lord, for them the attraction is the lotus feet of the Lord. Recently, so many devotees have got Brahman initiation. So the deity form is described like that. But when we think and we hear, oh, these shlokas, they speak so wonderfully of the form of the Lord. But unfortunately, many of us do not have that type of attraction to the form of the Lord. So, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta Karaho Udai. How to bring out this attraction for the Supreme Lord's form? Yes, by serving Him. Because this love is there, bond is there. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema. And by hearing constantly about the Supreme Lord. Shraddha Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitta. And the Chitta will become purified and the attraction will come. Prabhupada gives the example. Just like in India, child marriage is there. So this young girl, she is married to this very young boy, and then she is told, trained by her parents, again, this is your husband. She hears, now you have to go and serve. And initially she refuses also. No, I don't want to serve. And then they force her. So she goes, she offers him some eatables, something to drink. And like that, slowly, she becomes fixed in her service to her husband. She understands, this is my husband. This is my Lord and Master, and I should serve him. So like that, if one keeps hearing about the Supreme Lord, which is very important, and one keeps serving the Supreme Lord, then this Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem will be awakened. So the devotional service is seems to be very simple, but it's very powerful. Just like one may say, what difference does it make if I watch the television or if I hear some nonsense? I am not doing anything wrong. See, I am so pure, even though I stay in bad association, I never get spoiled. No, many people say like that. Many students also say like that. But it's very dangerous. It makes a difference on your consciousness. Just like there's another shloka which says about hearing. Yasyam vaishruyamananam krishne parama purushe bhaktir utpadite pumsaha shoka moham bhayapaha. That by hearing constantly about the Supreme Lord, what happens? Yasyam vaishruyamananam krishne parama purushe, about the Supreme Lord, bhaktir utpadite pumsaha. In your heart, bhakti will sprout. When the grain is growing, it sprouts. Bhakti rutpadati pumsa. And not only that one will become elevated in bhakti, But also one will become free from shoka moha bhayapaha, from illusion, from fearfulness, and from shoka, lamentation. He will become free from all this simply by hearing about the Supreme Lord. So this hearing is a very important thing. When we go to preach in colleges, we see that how, and amongst ourselves also, we analyze that when we were young kids, young boys are very innocent. They don't know anything. For anyone who is 1.5 feet taller to them, they call him an uncle. And every lady they call an auntie. Even the watchman we were trained to call as uncle. We're so respectful in our childhood. Very innocent. But then, as they go to college, as they meet their friends or their so-called gurus who are graduates and PhD holders from the Maya's University of Lust, Greed, Pride, Envy and Illusion, they start training them. Yes, I know when we meet these boys in the first year, they look so simple, so respectful, their style of dressing is so simple, so pure. They have just come from somewhere outside Bombay and devotees are just thinking, oh, we should just make him a devotee immediately. And you know, you just tell him, you chant, he immediately chants. You tell him you come for a program, he comes. Then all of a sudden he stops coming. And you start wondering, what happened to him? And then you meet him, you go to his room and you see he's sitting with some of his gurus who have given him higher knowledge. What is that higher knowledge? They teach him how to see, now they enlighten him, how to see this material world in the right vision. Chakshudan. They give him this enlightened vision. This is the object of sense. Become attracted to this. He said, really? I have to become attracted to this? I never thought of this in this way. Yeah, these are the things you should become attracted, right? And he says, oh, really? And then the mind gets trained up by hearing, constantly hearing from them. This is sense gratification. This is how you should do. This is the real goal of life. You should enjoy. What are you doing? They actually preach non-stop. And we do not understand that. What is the power of hearing? And within first, second year, third year, he's a changed person. You see, his whole personality is changed. His style of dressing is changed. His, you know, style of speaking changes. His attitude towards the devotees changes. Very difficult. Like Brajbasi Prabhu was telling me, that's why in Pune they have a technique that they train some other boys to do anti-preaching to this type of people. They train the boys. They go and bombard him first. See, this boy will come and tell you these things. You should understand, this is danger. And by our speaking and hearing from us, they can be saved. So hearing is very, very important. The TV, the ads, they are always speaking to us. Constantly. And actually, by hearing in such a way, one's mind and intelligence becomes fixed. Just like in this material world, these boys, they are hearing and they become attracted to all these sense objects. Right? And sometimes it is, if and one person, one young boy becomes attracted to one sense object, if he becomes vyavasayatmika buddhi, then it's very difficult to preach to him. Practically impossible. Not many preachers take any chance to preach to such a person, because he's become one-pointed in his approach. But if someone is bahushaka, then it's okay. He's attracted to so many other sense objects, you can always preach to him. He can always become more attracted to Krishna. So this attraction is always there, and we also constantly need to hear about Krishna to become attracted to Krishna. What are the advantages? Because this mind and intelligence should be fixed. If they become fixed on the form of the Lord, there are some advantages. There's a very nice shloka in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. It says, Namaya aveshita dhyam. Dhyam means intelligence. Or consciousness, mind. Namaya aveshita dhyam kama kamaya kalpate. Namaya, one person whose consciousness, whose mind is fixed on me, dhyam, kama kamaya kalpate, kama, all his material desires, kamaya, lust, kamaya kalpate, they go in a different direction. One whose intelligence fixed on me. And the example is given how? Barjita kvachita. Barjita kvatitha dhanaha. Barjita kvatitha dhanaha prayo bijaya neshtate. Barjita means something which is heated or burned by sun. And kvatitha means cooked in a pan. Barjita kvatitha. What happens? Dhanaha, when a barley corn is burnt in sun and then cooked nicely, and then if you want to sow it and see that some sprouts come out, will it come? It will not come. Because it is burnt and cooked and dead. And similarly, prayo bijaya. Similarly, our desires. A person whose consciousness, whose mind and intelligence are fixed on me, what happens to him? All his nonsense desires, his lusty desires, his material desires, they go in a different direction. Just like the seeds of barley corn are burnt and cooked, his desires get burnt and cooked and they do not come back. So some activities we may do, some pious activities, some puja, Ganesh puja, something. So for 3-4 days, all animal killing, on Sundays when all the chicken were killed, they are saved. Ganesh ji is saving them somehow. No drinking, nothing is happening in the house. That is very nice. But then, the sprouts will again come out after 11th day, on the 12th day. Right? So that cannot be saved. But by the process of Krishna consciousness, when one's mind is fixed on Krishna's lotus feet, then what happens? You do not grow those seeds again. So, Srila Prabhupada, this lust is a big problem. These material desires, they are extremely a great problem for all of us. They're creating such a great havoc. And one devotee of Srila Prabhupada, Hayagriva Prabhu, wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I am facing these problems. I am troubled by lust. What should I do? How should I save myself? And he actually writes to Srila Prabhupada that I want to get married. And then Srila Prabhupada, he would answer all his mails. Srila Prabhupada writes back to him in a letter. So if you want to get married, no problem. You can get married, good. Brahmachari, you are a brahmachari now, but you should get married, have good children, take responsibility. We have so many good girls in our society. Like that, he writes to him. And then he tells him, but do you think marriage is a solution for lust? And he writes, so I would just like to read in words of Srila Prabhupada. This is on 7th October 1968. Yeah, Prabhupada writes to Hayagriva Prabhu, regarding your enemy lust, I have noted the difficulties. But we should remember that Krishna is stronger than any demon. And Mr. Lust, or his father, or his grandfather, nobody can do anything provided we take shelter of Krishna very tightly. Now, so far your personal matter is concerned, that is regarding his marriage, Prabhupada tells him, okay, so you get married and no problem, there are many girls like that. And then Prabhupada said, but the proposal that marriage will solve the question of lust is not practical. Neither wife should be accepted as a machine for satisfying our lust. The marriage tie should be taken as very sacred. One who marries for subduing lust is mistaken, because lust cannot be satisfied simply by indulging in sense gratification. On one hand, Prabhupada actually telling, okay, you get married, this is very nice. On the other hand, Prabhupada also tells him, don't think that if you get married, your problem of lust will be solved. It is compared with that of an extinguishing the fire with a large amount of petrol. You put petrol, for some time it may seem that it is going down, but very soon it is going to come into higher flames. Prabhupada compares lust, indulging in lust, to such an extent. So then he gives the solution. What is the solution? He also gives a solution. He says, so to subdue lust is a different process. And he says, then you have to take to deity worship. Very nice, he says. Krishna is Madan Mohan. And you have already stated in your letter, it is very nice that you would much prefer to channel all your desires to Krishna. And you asked me how this is possible when enveloped in Maya, seeing only material forms. You have also written to say that if you can see the absolute beauty which is all attractive, then you could not help but be attracted and would scorn mundane beauty. That means give up mundane beauty. This is actually the remedy. Prabhupada gives attraction to the form of the Lord, deity worship, as a remedy to counteract lust. And he says the process of Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Do not underestimate it. We also see in our own lives, like we had, personally in my college life, I had so many friends. I was very attached to their association, going to different places, roaming around here and there, wasting so much time. But this process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful. That time, initially at least when you come new, Krishna gives you such a taste that all these things, I had all the opportunities to enjoy to the fullest extent. But after coming over here, hearing the simple kirtan, chanting and taking prasad and associating these pure-hearted devotees, immediately there was no attraction for any of these. There was rather an enlivened enjoyment to share this with everyone. So I started sharing with all my friends. You know, this is a temple, very nice. There is wonderful deities. There is a lot of dancing over there. You know, and all these friends thought, you know, this fellow has gone crazy. They all ran away. None of them called me ever for some trips anywhere. But I was wondering why they are not feeling it. I'm feeling this something very wonderful. So Krishna, very kind, he gives this attraction. And very powerful. So powerful that one can give up even staying in Bombay. All these attractions. Bombay is very powerful, Maya. Very difficult. But one can see the process. It's so powerful. And then Prabhupada says that Kirtanandanda and Pradyumna, they are also doing deity worship. You learn from them. And I'm sending a manual. You learn from that manual, deity worship. And I'm sure that this process, and simultaneously along with this deity worship, he says, which is helped by your regular chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, will kill Mr. Lust. Rest assured. You chant Hare Krishna and you also do deity worship. And if you do that, rest assured that Mr. Lust will be murdered. So, we have this problem of lust, sense gratification, and this wonderful later Prabhupada said. Another problem is that another advantage is that one becomes happy by becoming attracted to the form of the Lord. If someone is married, he is very happy. He has association of someone who has a very beautiful form. But after some years, he is not very happy. Krishna never becomes old. He is always young. It is said, prasade sarva dukhanam hanir asopajayate prasanna chetaso yaso buddha prayate kata. That means, the mind becomes satisfied. How? When the mind is satisfied, the chetasa is satisfied, prasanna chetasa, then the intelligence is very easily fixed in Krishna consciousness at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, how should the mind be satisfied? If your mind is prasanna chetasa, then your intelligence becomes very well fixed in Krishna's lotus feet. Prabhupada gives the answer to that in his purport over here. He says that archana or deity worship is very important for neophytes and beginners. Why? Because of that, the mind will become satisfied. And because the mind becomes satisfied, the intelligence will become fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. But then we may say that it is not always possible for everyone to do deity worship. This may not be that everyone has that facility to have that much time. The Prabhupada says, if it is not possible, then chanting of Hare Krishna. And how it should be done? Very nicely and very seriously. If chanting of Hare Krishna done very nicely and very seriously will elevate one to the highest level. So Prabhupada does not leave any stones unturned. He gives all options. So one can become very happy, prasanna chetasaha, by becoming attracted to the form of the Lord and serve Him. Then we have the problem of envy, which is also troubling us. And by becoming attracted to the form of the Lord, one can become free from envy also. Adveshtata sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha. What is the quality of a devotee? He is adveshtata. He is non-envious. A person who is non-envious, who is friend to all, sarva bhutanam, and he is free from false ego, nirahankara nirmamo, and he is endeavoring in devotional service with full determination. And such a person who is maya arpita mano buddhir yo mad bhakta same priya, such a person is whose mind and intelligence, maya arpita mano buddhir, are fixed on me, such a person is very dear to me. One becomes free from envy, and also he becomes very dear to Krishna by becoming attracted to his beautiful form. And then the highest thing that everyone is very fearful, especially in these days of bomb blast, that is death. A nice, a wonderful shloka which speaks about that. And this is in the same canto, sixth canto, in the first part, first chapter, says, Sakrin manah Krishna padara vindayo, niveshita tad gunan ragiyair iha, nate yamam pasha vritaschatad bhratan. What happens? A soul who is completely surrendered even once, any person who has surrendered to the Supreme Lord even once, who has become attracted to the form of the Lord, even once, to the pastimes, to the glories of the Lord. What happens to such a person? First thing, he becomes free from all his sinful reactions. Right? And secondly, na te yamam paash britaschatat swapne pi pashyanti hi charana nishkrita. That means the yamadutas who carry a rope, a pasha, to capture the sinful soul. Pashyanti, swapnepi pashyanti, they are not even seen in the dreams. To such a person, he never sees death in such a way as a sinful man would see. He becomes free from all his sinful reaction. So many benefits simply by looking at the Lord and becoming attracted to his beautiful form. And we have all this facility right here in the temple. Then the next thing which will come is that suppose, because our minds are not fixed up, especially when we come new in Krishna consciousness, mind is very agitated, not fixed in Krishna, intelligence is not very fixed in Krishna, and therefore there are chances that one may fall prey to Maya in so many different ways. But then there is always a second chance, and do not worry. So just like we see in the case of Jad Bharat, and also Ajamil, of course, got a second chance. Jad Bharat also, he consciously became attracted to a deer. Very much conscious that this is a deer, became attracted to him, and he fell prey. He was a very advanced devotee compared to Ajamil. In one sense, he was highly elevated. He did not commit such sinful activities as such. But somehow he became attracted to this deer. And in the case of Ajamil, he was so sinful. Yet, Ajamil, very unconsciously, not attracted to the holy name, attached to his son, chanted the holy name of Narayan. Yet, you see his benefit, he went back to Godhead in the same life. He did not have to take a second birth and then wait, because he became attracted and attached to one aspect of Krishna consciousness, the holy name of the Lord, and that too unconsciously. One can imagine if we become attached to different aspects, deity worship, chanting the name, taking prasad of the Lord, consciously, how much more benefit one can get. Right? So, the devotees of the Lord, they are very tolerant. If we, Prabhupada writes the point over about maturity. We have discussed on two points. Letting our mind become fixed, mind and intelligence fixed on the form of the Lord. And then how one's devotional service is not mature, then he will always get a second chance. And person who is not mature in Krishna consciousness, he is accommodated by the devotees. Because devotees of the Lord are also so merciful. Just like here, they tolerate so much. Here you see that the Vishnu Dutas, they saw that Ajamil, he is not so mature now. So they gave him time. Okay, take your time. Now you become mature in Krishna consciousness. And then we'll come and take you. Similarly, when we are in association of devotees, they look at us. Okay, you are not mature. Let us give him time. Give him time to mature and let him grow. Just like I had a family member come to the temple and I was showing him around temple. I was showing him the beautiful pictures, the deities, different. So we also had Gurukul that time. He was very much, he liked kids. So I also introduced them to the kids. See, our kids, they chant Hare Krishna. They are so small. You are so grown up. Indirectly, I wanted to say, you should start chanting Hare Krishna. So I was introducing, see, the small kid is more Krishna conscious than you. So I thought I'll introduce him to the kids. So some kids were there. They were hardly like 2.5 feet tall. So small. And I was introducing them. These are some Gurukul kids. And for the kids of our Gurukul, for everyone, they call Prabhuji, Prabhuji. So they started talking to him. And then he came to me and he started laughing like anything. I said, what happened? He said, these kids, they were telling me something. They are so accommodating. I said, how come? He said, there is a boy who has come new. So these kids were telling me about him. Prabhuji, ye na, bahut phekta hai. This fellow is boast a lot. This new boy, he has come, he boasts a lot. Both made that. So he asked him, what does he say? He said, my father, you know, he's so strong. He goes on top of the mountain, jumps deep inside the sea, goes inside the sea, touches the ground down there, then comes up flying up. So much he's, you know, boasting. All nonsense. So this man said, oh, you don't tell him anything? He said, nahi Prabhuji, he's new, na? Let him be. For a few days he'll stay, he'll become okay. Even the kids, they are also so mature, they also understand, you know. Let him stay for some time, his intelligence will come to the right place. They are accommodating. Here also, Vishnu Dutas, they are seeing this fellow, Ajamil, so much sinful, he has come. Come to save him and say, stay for some time, Baba. Get yourself okay and we'll come back. And they come back to take him. They accommodate him. So wonderful. And therefore, devotees are kind and they allow us to mature ourselves in Krishna consciousness. And mature devotees, and those devotees who mature in Krishna consciousness, what is their quality? They are very respectful. Like here, Ajamil, the next point Prabhupada writes in the purport, he offered obeisances as soon as he saw the Vishnu Dutas. He offered them. He had not forgotten that these are my saviors. Now I have become advanced in Krishna consciousness. He had not forgotten that these are my senior devotees. He was respectful to them. Immediately he offered his obeisances to them. He was not thinking that now I have become very advanced. Now I am very elevated in Krishna consciousness. These fellows, they have come to take me. He was not, Maharaj said, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, what is advancement? How does Krishna see? What does he see in a person? He defined advancement as a person who is dedicated. This is what Krishna sees in a person. He is dedicated, he is faithful, and he is humble. And that is how one person is actually advanced. Dedication, faithfulness, and humility. That is what actually Krishna sees. So he was very humble, Ajamil. He was not proud, and he said, he offered his obeisance. He was not thinking that, you know, these Vishnu Dutas, they could have taken me that time also. He was not envious of them. He was not thinking, because of them, my bhakti is delayed. I have, you know, stayed back in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we think, I am in association of devotees. This devotee has done this to me. He has not given me opportunity to advance in Krishna consciousness. Because he did not give me a preaching program, that's why today I am simply cutting sabjis over here. No. He does not think like that. A devotee is very respectful. He is humble. He is non-envious. He understands these are senior devotees. Senior devotees are giving me time to mature in Krishna consciousness. That is the phase to mature. So that is the quality of a mature devotee. An immature devotee is one who thinks otherwise. And that's why he needs time to be mature. Right? And he was free from such dualities of bad and wrong. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tat paritvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti rutam. He had given up all these upadhis of good and bad and different positions, and it became free. Because a person who is non-envious, whose mind is fixed, his mind was fixed, that is one quality. When the mind is agitated, it is very difficult to fix it, intelligence to fix it. His mind was not agitated. He had become mature. His mind and intelligence were then fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. So similarly, these are some of the bad qualities which I have. And that's why my mind and intelligence are not being fixed in Krishna. So I pray to the lotus feet of all the devotees to kindly give me time to mature in Krishna consciousness so that I can also become fixed up. I'm always thinking all these things, why this is happening to me. And same like here. So I'll end my class over here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.